and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga. My name is Joshua, and now let's listen to some music.
I'll be your hero.
is Joshua, and today I would like to tell you a story about my childhood. When I was a young boy, my dad was a farmer, and we grew up on farms, and we grew up in the neighborhood of Waiuku, and my parents have since been out at Waiuku at another house. When I was very young, my dad used to always go out and milk cows and used to take care of us and provide for us and make sure that we were safe, because when we first moved to Waiuku, it wasn't safe for us. We had like gangs and that living on a property when we first moved down there, but eventually later on they moved on and we finally had our house to ourselves, and it was a very good house we had. We had lots of fun. We had used to have a little creek and stuff like that. We used to always walk down to the creek and we used to always have fun, and then eventually later on we moved out and it was 4017 Totara Street, Waiuku, and we had a lot of fun down there. And then my dad got another job, which was milking at Titoro, and we lived at 152 Titoro Road, and I had a lot of fun. We had some pigs, we had rats running around, and we had, it was just a good time that I thought that I'll never ever get to experience. And my experiences on the farm were kind of lonely because I had not a lot of places. I did have places to go, but I wanted to explore more, and I couldn't because I was stuck on the farm, and I wish that, to be honest, I wish that we never did, because I wanted my family to have a good life, like that I wish that they did, but it's okay because they decided to make that decision themselves. And yes, we did struggle, and yes, we had some good times and some bad times on the farm, but we got through it all, and it was just a very good time for me to experience living on a farm as a person with a disability, and just experiencing what other people did in the farming life. And two of my brothers are now milking cows, and my other two, I had four brothers that were milking cows, and I enjoyed it when I got to go up to their farms and spend time with them and experience what their farm's like and experience how they milk their cows and what time we had to get up, and especially for my dad, because it was very hard for him to get up early in the morning to come home and just fall asleep, and sometimes he'll even make it grumpy, and because of the farm and the way the farm processing works and the way that he had to get up and just be himself, you know, he had to cope with everything, and it was hard for him. It was very, very hard for him, and now we've moved on from the farm life, and we live in a nice house still out at Titoro, and I just want to say, Mum, Dad, thank you for the experience that I have had, and I've really enjoyed all my time on the farm, and I hope that the boys enjoy their farming life. As we all know, we have family that live out in the Wop-Wops and family that live out at the beach. And I want to say one more thing before I go. Hi to my nephews who have now moved out to Waiuku to my parents' house, and hi Shana, and hello Christopher. What's up, brother? We are now listening to Radio Gaga 104.6, Planet FM.
Stranger to the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are, but I won't let them down. I'm gonna send a bird, gonna drown a man. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
Your white fence will be painted black. Ooh. And I wish you would hurt me harder than I hurt you. Ooh. And I wish you would away from me, but you always do.
So you were talking with Joshua. I'd like to explain about living on the farm and looking after animals. Now, this might surprise you. Yes, I have looked after pigs and fed them. It's a pain, but we had to do it in order to get meat. And sometimes my dad would, people would drop off some food scraps and some old off stuff from New World and their packs, and what I had to do was I had to take it up to the barn and feed the pigs and just feed them and clean and just make sure that they got their milk, their water, whatever, and just make sure that they are eating. And when I was a young kid, I had a pet goat called Casper, a pet sheep called Casper, and we left it on the side of the road tied up because I don't know the reason why, but... And then someone came along and stole it. It was my favourite sheep. It was my favourite animal that I had when I was a young kid. It was called Casper. And, yeah, it was a very good experience. I've now got a cat called Tiki, a.k.a. Bethel brush because it's got a Beasley brush and everything. And it's good that I've moved on from being out of Waiaku and living in a life that I thought that I'll never have, you know, just being by myself and experiencing things by myself. And because the first time I ever moved out of home, which was when my best friend, one of my best friends, Phil, when he was alive, I got the opportunity to finally move out of home, and I lived with him until he passed away, and then I had to move back home for a while, and then moved back into the same house with another friend, and then moved in with my sister-in-law, and then moved out of there. Yeah, and I've now living out at Papakura, which I love. It's near the train station, and everything's all safe and fun and easy to walk to town. And yeah, I still go out to the farm occasionally just to help Dad and Mum out with like firewood or whatever when they need it. And yeah, it's an experience that I'll never ever forget. As I am now a man, so yeah, it's been a really roller coaster ride. I've even had my own motorbike. I got taught by my dad how to drive a motorbike. I remember the first time I rode a motorbike, I fell off it at the beach. I remember the second time I drove a motorbike, I was on the wrong side of the road. And I had a four-wheeler, and I used to drive around heaps and heaps and heaps. And yeah, and my goal this year is to get my car license and to drive a car and to experience what it's like to own a car and to pay for gas and whatnot. But I've been in cars all my life, but I want to own my own car and be more mature and have more fun and take people out of my car and go and say, yes, I can achieve this. This time, because I've even driven a Jeep. We had a Jeep at our house and a tractor, and what else have I driven? I've driven some roadwork stuff and like a big digger and stuff like that. And I'm actually proud of myself that I've achieved all these things that I've actually done with my life. And I'm proud of all the things that other people have done for me, like my brothers and everything like that. So that's a little bit more about my life.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise to live in, and we call it a vacation. Vacation. Just
Joshua. Welcome back to Radio Gaga 104.6. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, and you can also go to www.renaissance.co.nz or go to our Facebook page, which is Mel.
Facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM.
I'd like to thank all my listeners today for hearing my story on 104.6 Planet FM. Thank you.